Right, so where do we leave off? Yesterday we left off with the Tais HaRosh, so just take a look at the Tais HaRosh. So it's actually interesting. The Tais HaRosh basically asked the Bach's Kasha that, see from the Maskon of the Gemara, that if Hesper is Yikar Dechai, if Hesper is Yikar Dechai, then the mace would not have a kapara from the lack of Hesper. If that's the case, so what do the Gemara answer about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Ki Echad Tevel Kapara? What's the Tchiyah? If the Gemara had wanted to bring a Raya from Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Menashe that it's Sikar that it's Sikar Dechivi, so the Gemara said, no, the Gemara is Doichel, Oilam is Sikar Dechai, but he was Megara Mitas, and he was Megara Atzmei Sovim in order that the Mace should have a Kapara. You see in the Maskana that it's Sikar Dechai, and the Mace does not have a Kapara. Because what is the Mace? It's not Negev to the Mace. That was the Bach's Kasha. So the Tais HaRosh really asked the Kasha, and the Tais HaRosh is Mechiach from that Kasha. Tais is Yisoid, that Melech Shani, that Yisli Bizoyin Tvei. That even if Hesped is Yikar Dechai, and it's not Yikar Dechivi, and a lack of Hesped Taka does not affect the Mace, but Bizoyin Tvei affects the Mace. He was a Bizoyin Tvei, because he was a Melech. Yeah. I mentioned yesterday, he was a bizoyin fake for another reason too. Besides the fact that he was a melech, was a bizoyin fake because he was a megar atzmoisav al mitzvah shel chavolim. That's the chor bizoyin fake by anybody. Why does Tais HaRosh have to say that it was a bizoyin fake because he was a melech? It's not the end of the world. He was already mechiach from shalom melech, that melech shiny, that a melech is bizoyin fake. So he uses that in a chadami. Once we allow that the bizoyin fake makes a difference, then. By Menashe was bizoyin tvei on both counts. He was a melech, and it was mitzvah shel chavolim. So it was a bizoyin tvei all around. Anyway, b'kitzer, he's taka mechalek. We also said the stance of the Bach's Kasha. Tais HaRosh says b'feirush that from because of the Bach's Kasha, the Tais HaRosh is mechalek that there's a difference between a lack of hesped and a bizoyin. A lack of hesped, that's the shalif. It's yikar d'shchivi, yikar d'chai. And if it's yikar d'chai, then it's not negeh to the meis, and it's not a par. And that's the Gemara saying Chok at the end. Since we see lack of hesped is a kapara, it must be yikar d'shchivi. But bizoyin is something else. Even if hesped is yikar d'chayi, and lack of hesped does not affect the mace, but bizoyin tvei does affect the mace. And therefore, from Chizkiyahu HaMelech, by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the fact that he was megara mitzvah atzmei soviv, that was keichet tevel kapara. The bizoyin tvei was a kapara for his father. That's what it says in Tais HaRosh. So the only question is, the question we asked yesterday, so then what was the Gemara's Hechocha from Chizkiyahu HaMelech in the first place? What did the Gemara bring from Chizkiyahu HaMelech in the first place? Gemara Toshma from Nivzabeim of Nimos, you see Chizkiyahu HaMelech, what's the Gemara's Raya? That's not a Shaila of Kovod, that's a Shaila of Bizoy. That was a case of Bizoy, not a case of Kovod. So what did the Gemara want in the first instance? The Gemara was Doicha that it was Ketecha to Hevele Kapar, but what was the Raya L'chatchilo? So that's what Tais HaRosh doesn't address. It's Tomer, you have to say what I said yesterday, when I was in Dayak yesterday in Rashi. That the Gemara l'chatchila the Raya was Gemara understood that bizoyin is different than kovod, but the Gemara's question was if hesped is yikar d'chayi, that means that the chayim have a stake in the funeral. So then to be megara atzmei sovav, mele he didn't like his father, but how do you have a right hecho yemavazes Yisrael, like Rashi said loma bizes achayim? That was Gemara's hechocha. If hesped has nothing to do with the chayim, so the chayim could watch the bizoyin, also has nothing to do with them. But if hesped is yikar d'chai, that means the chayim have a stake in the hesped. Alach has kama v'chama, they have a stake in the not being a bizoyin. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he was mevaz, asked myself, so fine, the mace cares, and it's a bizoyin for his father, and it was very good to give his father a bizoyin in order to give Chai Yisrael a lesson. But hey, chayim mevaz is a chayim? What right did Chizkiyahu HaMelech have in order to teach Chai Yisrael this lesson? What right did he have to be mevaz is a chayim? And that the Gemara answers that no, he wanted the father to have a kapara. And that already Klai Yisrael Nicha, that they should be misbaza in order that Menashe should have a kapar. Okay, let's see that. Let's go on to the next again. Yitlo Yoyikovin. Zotu Moira. Kol Kach Loma. Why do they have special? But why do they have a special base of kvaras for the Haruge Basin? Zotu Moira. Fisha Ein Kovin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So, what was the reason for that, Nais? shouldn't be Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, that the Navi Sheker shouldn't be buried together with Elisha. So you see, it's like they ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So Arugi based in Arishayim, so we're not claiming the Eitzel Tzadik. That's why they had a special base across. So that affecting what I'm there, Papa. What's the Raya? The Dilma Likumi, the Hino Pishnai Bru Chacha, like, maybe the reason why he had this Nase, nothing to do, he could be claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. But since Eliyahu Novi had promised Elisha that it will be Pishnayim Baruch Hacha, Pishnayim Baruchi, so whatever Eliyahu did, Elisha had to do double. And Eliyahu Novi was Mechayah one mace. And Elisha, so far, was also only Mechayah one mace. And now Elisha's dead, where is he going to be Mechayah another mace? So there had to be that Elisha should be Mechayah one more mace. So maybe that's why there was a Tchias HaMesim over here. Nothing to do with Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So the Gemara says, no, Yom Alei, Yehoch, Yehainu Tzanya, Agol Raglam, Omad, Luvesi Leholach. It's not the pasuk is mashma that Vayokam Araglo, but didn't go home. He just moved over to the next kever. So that's not really a Tchias HaMesim. So it must be because they ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. So that's why it's Taka Rai that ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Fekdim Elav Yina Pishnayim Hechim Mishkachas Lo the Achio. So where was the Pishnayim Ruchacha? Elisha Nitim Chayim Tu Mesim. Oh, we've heard in Shiri Patsras Naamon Shishkulu Kemes. Kedeksiv Amlati Kemes. So. We have Taka Raya from the story with Elisha. The Maskara is Taka Raya that ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Then what goes on, change ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Right, that's how it comes out. There's Taka Raya from the story of Elisha that ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Yeah, Ukshem ain't claiming Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Kach ain't claiming Rosh Chomer Eitzel Rosh Kal. That's already the Moros fearing us. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi says. That not only not Kaveh Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, not Kaveh a big Rosh by a small Rosh. So by Rugi Beistin, it's different degrees. So you have to have several but the Kvaris, for different degrees of Rishoyim. For Ekim of Liskan Arba Kvaris, then we should have four but the Kvaris. So the Moros says, Shnei Kvaris Gmar Gmirlo. That was already Alokha Moshe Messina. So Chorim Pshat is Alokha Moshe Messina is coming to be Mekel. That Chayvei Skil and Chayvei Sreifa could be buried next to each other. Halacha Mishnah says that's considered to be one darga, and Herig and Chenet they could be buried next to each other. Interesting is that the Rambam does not bring down the halacha in Kaveh Rosh Eitzel Tzadik at all. He brings the halacha only that based on two batei kvaris. The Rambam says that they were kaveh haruge based on a special batei kvaris. He says halacha mipi akabol that they had two batei kvaris. Not a word about in Kaveh Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. The tour brings the halacha. The tour brings the tour. They bring the halacha. Enklave and Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. The Mice, that's how annoying. But in the Rambam doesn't appear at all. So I thought maybe the Rambam holds that the Rambam holds not mistaber. If it's really didn't have Enklave and Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, then we really should have four but the Gemara. So when the Gemara answers Kiltus and Gemirlo, maybe the Rambam learned it's a chazar. Takanaros the Enklave and Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. It's halacha l'moshe misina that there were two batei kvaris. The Gemara is chayzer from the Enkavim Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. The only thing is that why was Elisha Mechai in the mace? That raya remains. You see from Elisha that there is an inyan of Enkavim Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Any idea? I'm pointing it out. The Ram Taka has that the Ram doesn't bring this l'dina. Okay, let's see Vayta. Omer ul omer aviechna. Ochel chaylev. Vehifish carbon behemet dosa vechazabai. Hail v'nidcha yitcha. It manami omer av yirmiya omer av yavo omer av yechanon. Ochel chayla vehifish carbon v'nishtate vechazab v'nishtape. Hail v'nidcha yitcha. Tzicho. Di hashminu kamaiso mishum di yudoch anashi v'yadayim. Aval hai di mimele kadochi eima ki yoshin domi. Di hashminu hocha mishum di eima yodolachzer aval hosum di yodolachzer eima loy tzicho. How much of the Olam see? I don't know how much the Olam already had a chance to see. We really just the Olam saw. Let's see this Gemara. Gemara actually touched the Olam saw yet. By show of hands. Okay, the Sugin Zvachim the Olam saw. Not so much. The Sugin Sukkah. Also not so much. Yes, I don't really know how much to do. So you know, let's do like this. We'll do today. It's really a lot to do. We'll do today. We'll read through Gemara Rashi, and then maybe I'll do some Taschalas Dvarim. Talk about the Dichoy. Dichoy is a big sugya. I want to do. We're not going to be able to. It's a shas sugya. We're not going to be able to do the whole thing, but certain the kudus about it. I do want to go through. So let's take it from the top. Let's do it together with Rashi. So Nachman. So what does Rashi have to say about that? So Rashi, when he was meimer dosai, the carbon became dosai. They mekabel carbon min amumar. That mekabel carbon from amumar. Kedesanya brings a drasha. May am haaretz prat lemumar shkita schulim perakama. So at this stage, Rashi says the reason why a mummer is possible to bring a carbon, so he brings the Gemara in Chulin, and he said, Rasha, me ama arts, prat le mummer. That's his meaning of the word, me ama arts. In the beginning of Yikra, rather. So Machlek is over there. Reb Shimon has a different Rasha. Reb Shimon says that a mummer doesn't bring a carbon because he's not shoved me the Yosai. That normally a person brings a carbon when he didn't realize this is chaylev and he eats it, and then somebody tells him, "Oh, it's chaylev." He says, "Oh my goodness, it's chaylev." He feels bad, so he brings a carbon. But what if somebody didn't know it's chaylev and he ate the chaylev, and then they told him it's chaylev, and he said, "That's okay, I like chaylev." So then it's not called shav mi diyosi. When he finds out that it was chaylev, he doesn't do tshuva. He's not shav. So he doesn't bring a carbon. That's the possibility. It has to be that when he found out that he ate chaylev, so he shav, he regrets it. So that's Reb Shimon's Rasha. And the Chacham said, "Oh, we learn out from Me'am or it's Prat Lemumer." And the Rasha says, "Nachmina la'alocha." What if he was a mumer lechel dam and he ate chaylev? He eats dam, he doesn't eat chaylev, and he ate chaylev. So if it's the Als Me'am or it's, so that's also called a mumer. A mumer, since it's the same level of chet, a mumer lechel dam is also called a mumer for. He's also called a mummer. A person who eats dam. Shalom Yishayim, what does that mean? He ate dam once, he eats dam all the time. What's exactly the madrega? But let's say, that's in the thing Mishnah Melech talks about in Shkagos. But Akapanim, that's what the Gemara says. That if it's Asmei Amma Oretz, so a mummer for dam is also a mummer. But if it's Ashav Mi Diyosai, so he's Shav Mi Diyosai, he doesn't like to eat chaylev. He eats dam, but chaylev, he believes in. Not the chaylev he eats. Dam he can't help himself, but chaylev he eats. So that would still be called Shav Mi Diyosai. Anyway, kach, lalocha, it's exactly kosum, me'am or it's problem number. So right now, that's the drosha that Rashi brings. And Shaitan Amilab Bakaporo, the Yakivais with Soinixiv. So those are the two members of Yechon. The first one was Ochel Chaylev Yifish Korban Vehimid Dosai. And the second memory is Itmanami Omer Abiyumi Omer Abiyavo Omer Abiyechanon Ochel Chaylev Fish Carbon Vinishtate Vechazu Vinishtape Hoyle Vinitche Yitche. So very similar ideas. He was mafish the carbon, then he became either a mumer or he became a shaita. So now the carbon was dochi meanwhile, and then he did tshuva or he got better, but the carbon remains possible. The carbon remains possible. It's dochi. The Gemara in Zvachim brings this memory of Rav Yochanan in conjunction with a different memory of Rav Yochanan. Famous memory of Rav Yochanan is already a yeshivish memory because it's in the beginning of Kiddushin. Rav Yochanan said the following halacha. Rav Yochanan said, let's say you have a behemah shel shnei shutfin. And one of the shutfin was makdish, his half of the behemah for a carbon. If the behemah would have been entirely his, so the halacha is if you makdish even part of the behemah, if it's avish and neshama tluya by, the whole behemah becomes kaddish. But here that doesn't happen because half of it doesn't belong to him. He can't be makdish. So now you have a behemah half of which is makdish for a carbon. So he can't actually bring it for a carbon because it's only half a behemah. So then he brought out the other half of the behemah and he was makdish the other half. So Rav Yochanan says, since lemaisa when he was makdish the first half, he wasn't able to bring it for a carbon, so the carbon became dochi, and so it remains dochi, and it's possible to bring as a carbon. And Rashi over there says that mainly you have to wait for it to develop a mum, and you sell it, then with the money you bring the carbon. So it has kushas domin lemizbeach, but it doesn't have kushas haguf. The kushas haguf is dochi. So the Gemara says over there, shmami not klas. See from Rav Yochanan three chidushim. First of all, you see shmami not dochi meikar avi dochi. Dichri comes in two flavors. You have dochi meikara, and you have nirv and nidcha. Tosfos Be'ez talks about it. Dochi meikar means lechatchila, when it was makdish to behema, it was already dochi. So it, from the inception of the kedusha, it was dochi. And then you have a case where you have, like an agamar, the carbon was a good carbon, you were makdish of carbon, and then later on it was nidcha because he became a mumer, he became a shoita. That's called nirv and nidcha. Of the two, Tosfos Be'ez is mechiach that nirv and nidcha is more evident, is more obvious. Dochi meikar is less obvious. It's a bigger chiddush. So Rav Yochanan, the Gemara says, first of all, see from Rav Yochanan that Rav Yochanan holds dochi meikara havi dochi. That even though it's dochi meikara, I would have thought maybe dichi is only when it's near of a nitcha. It was already a carbon, and then it was nitcha. But if from the very beginning of the kedusha, it was dochi me'al mizbeach, so it never really achieved full fledged kedusha's carbon. Never really had a kedusha's hagufli karav. So maybe that's not called dochi. Every behemoth doesn't have kedusha's haguf till you makdish it. So that's not called dochi. I have a behemoth, I makdish it, not dochi. When I'm Makdash, it becomes Kaddish. Before it wasn't Kaddish. So you might have thought maybe that's how Dochi made Karas. When he was Makdash after Behemoth, it didn't yet have Kdushas Aguf. Then later on, when he buys out the other, then it gets Kdushas Aguf. So who says that's called Dochi? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's also called Dochi. Since it was Chal, a certain level of Kdusha, but it was a certain level of Kdusha, he was Makdash for a carbon, but that Kdusha was Dechuyo, so that's also called that it's also called Dochi. So that's the first Chiddush that you see in Rabbi Yochanan, that dochi meikara havi dochi. The Maase, as far as we know, nobody's chaylik in Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody agrees that dochi meikara havi pashtus. Everybody agrees that dochi meikara havi. Nobody's beferish chaylik in that. And that aspect of Rabbi Yochanan, there's no gemara anywhere that says beferish that anybody's chaylik. We'll see going forward if there are chaylikim and there aren't chaylikim, but nobody, there's no gemara. There's no smoking gun for somebody's chaylik Yochanan. Places in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Gimel says for the poshut that bechol mokum shitu la'ashas that dochi meikar havi dochi. And he quotes this memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Then he verses another Shema Mino. You see another chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan. Shema Mino that bali chayim nidochi. That there's dichui on a carbon even when the carbon is alive. Not only after the carbon is shechted, but even a Baal Chai, while it's alive, that also has dichui. That's also a chiddush. I'm not sure why, but that's also a chiddush. That's a machlokes in Zvachim Daf Nuntes. The Gemara that we'll maybe take a brief look at. The Gemara in Daf Nuntes says that that's a machlokes Rav and Rav Yechon. Rav holds Baal Chaim Einam Nidochim. And Rav Yechon says Baal Chaim Nidochim. The Rav and Paschim is like Rav, that Baal Chaim are not Nidochim. Not like Rav Yechon. But Rav Yochanan knows Baal Chaim and Nidochim, because here this behemah is a Baal Chai, it's alive, and you see that Dichui is Chal in the behemah even while it's alive. You see that in Arab Yochanan and Agamar also, this behemah is alive. Nonetheless, it could become Dochi, but that's Beferish Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. And then the verse says a third Shema Mino, which is much more obscure. What exactly it means? It says V'Shema Mino Yesh Dichui B'Domin. That's not so clear what that means altogether. Rashi says that it means that even though this behemoth, when you were makdish half of it, it never had more than kedushas domim, because half a behemoth can never really be a carbon. Half a behemoth maximum could have kedushas domim, that you'll sell it for a carbon. That's called kedushas domim. Not to be confused with berek habayis. Berek habayis means you'll save, berek habayis means you take a chair, you give it to Hekdash. Hekdash sells it, and they buy, they buy whatever they need to fix the Beis HaMikdash. We're not talking about that. Here we're talking about kedushas that has to do with the Mizbech. But even kedusha has to do with the mizbech. There's kedusha saguf where the behem itself will be carved on the mizbech, and then there's kedusha where you were makdish something that it should be sold and the money should be used to buy a carbon. That's kedusha's domin. That person says takes money and he says I'm earmarking it for a carbon oil. So that money has kedusha's domin. It's not kedusha's berek habayis. It has to do with the mizbech, but it's kedusha's domin of mizbech. So here when you makdish half a behema. So half a behemoth is not a carbon. So what did it have? It had kedushas domim. So who says that dichui is chal and kedushas domim? So he says, well, shema mino that the yesh dichui bedomim. That's the third shema mino from Rav Yochanan. That there's dochi meikara, and the palichayim ani dochim, and that yesh dichui bedomim. Taisus asks in Rashi, that l'chayra, every dochi meikara is always kedushas domim. So it's not two things. Dochi, by definition, every dochi meikara is kedushas domim. If from the very beginning it was dochi, you couldn't bring it as a carbon, so what kedusha did it have? It had kedushas domim. So saying yeh dochi meikar havi dochi already implies that dochi, that yesh dichui b'domim. Why does the Gemara have to say it is two separate shema minos? That's a long time over there, which we're not going to get bogged down in. he looks for cases maybe where you could have kedush dochi mekar that's not a kedushas domim. So it is a separate chiddush. Maybe it's other pshatim and yesh dichi bedomim. Not. I think that's too far afield for us to deal with, probably. But anyway, that's the memory of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said this halach about that's a gemara in kedushin, but it's also in zvachim daf yud beis. So Nochem also, Rabbi Yochanan says you mark the half of behema, then you buy the other half of behema, you mark the other half, so you can't bring it as a carbon. It's dochi. So shmami no yesh dichi bedomim. Shmami no dochi mekarav dochi. Shmami no bali chayim dochim. It's machoik as Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Gemara says, "Itmanami." Rabbi Yochanan said a similar thing, and the Gemara brings this memory of these two members of Rabbi Yochanan about if you mafish a korban and he was heimadosoi or he was nishtata. So there also you see the same sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Which sheet exactly of Rabbi Yochanan do you see? It's not dochim meikar over here. Here it's near v'nitcha. So it means that what about balei chayim nidochim? Here also you see Rabbi Yochanan's sheet of balei chayim nidochim. So the Gemara says, let's continue the Gemara. So it says the Gemara with Shicha. Why do I need both of these members of Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, Diashmin Kamaiso. If I only had the first member of Hamir Dosoi, Mishum Dachan Nafshi Biadayim. When he was Hamir Dosoi, that's a strong tree. He was Doich himself Biadayim by being Hamir Dosoi. Aval haidu mele kadochi, but nishtata that it happened. He didn't do it b'yadayim; it just happened to him. So ema ki yoshin domi. So maybe it's like yoshin. Maybe it's like he fell asleep. Says Rashi, ki yoshin domi ki cholo adam hayishena malaylo. Reinam nidochim bekach laachasheni ayru. That's a little bit strange. Einam nidochim. The person's not the person who's nidach, it's the carbon that's nidach. Rashi say kol adam ayoshin b'layla v'ein carbon nidach. I don't know. Some of that's what it has to mean. What else could it mean? Taisus asks. The second Taisus here. Taisus asks, what does the matter what? Yoshin is not possible. A person who's sleeping could bring a carbon. So the person sends a carbon in Medina Sayyam. The Mishnah says that you're makavit becheska shukaya. So how do you? So we're not chayshu that he's dead. The person sent the carbon meaning sayam. Carbon arrives. UPS. We deliver now. We're shefting it in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah says we're allowed to shecht it without it. We're afraid the guy died. We're not chayshu l'misa. So Taisa says, but maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's sleeping right now while you're bringing the carbon. Maybe the guy's asleep. Apparently, being asleep doesn't mean you could bring the carbon even while you're asleep. Bala are allowed to be asleep when you bring the carbon. So what does that have to do with dochi? It's not. What's the comparison? What does the Gemara mean? Ema ki yoshin domi. The Gemara says domi. A shaita for sure is possible to bring a carbon. While is a shaita can't bring a carbon because you need litzayinah. While is a shaita can't bring the carbon. The Gemara is just saying, but since it was mimela, so maybe it's not dochi. It's ki yoshin domi. What does yoshin have to do with dochi? Yoshin is not possible in the first place. Taisus answers. Let's see the Taisus inside. Emek Yoshin Dami. We might hop around this Taisus. Emek Yoshin Dami. So Taisus lav lagami Yoshin. It's not really like Yoshin. The Yoshin Chazi v'afilu b'shoshu Yoshin. While he's sleeping, he's also roi lavi carbon. Kirsam perikol ageta shleich chatosim dinas hayom makivin oisim v'cheskes shukayim lechishin shem Yoshin b'shas akroma. So what does the Gemara? So what does the Gemara mean? Elo kiloimar ki Yoshin Dami de'afilu deloy havi Chazi. Even if a Yoshin would not be able to bring a carbon. And Roy Leah is dochi, we wouldn't call him dochi, mishum de mimela mister, because he'll wake up by himself. Vahanami mimela mishtapi. And here also, a guy who was nishtata, he could get better by the same way he was nishtata me'elov, he could get better me'elov. So that's a little bit of Yoshin Dami. Yoshin Grad is not possible at all. But even if he would be possible, he wouldn't be dochi, because mimela he wakes up. So what does that mean? Just Pshatovnin Taisus. What kind of funny thing to say is that Kiyoshin Domi. It's like a Yoshin. The Yoshin, if he would be possible, he wouldn't be Dochi. Like in some kind of alternate universe. If a Yoshin would be possible, that's what means Kiyoshin Domi. If a Yoshin would be possible, he wouldn't be Dochi. That's a funny way to talk. Well, Yoshin's not possible. What does the Gemara want? But some of the Pshat is, when the Gemara says Kiyoshin Domi, the Gemara doesn't mean just like a Yoshin is not Dochi, so he's not Dochi. Yoshin's not possible in the first place. Nothing to talk about. It means something else. It means that I would think that the physical state of being in the shtata, maybe that's akin to the physical state of falling asleep. And just like the physical state of falling asleep, we understand is just a passing phase. So maybe being in the shtata is just a passing phase, and if it's a passing phase, it's not a dichui. It's not dochui. It was the kiyoshin domi doesn't mean that yoshin doesn't have dochui, doesn't have dichui. Of course, yoshin doesn't have dichui. He's not puzzle. The gemara doesn't mean that. The gemara means that maybe in the shtata is physiologically akin to being yoshin, and just like being yoshin, we understand it's just a state. It's a phase. So maybe nishtata is also just a phase, and a phase, even though right now he's puzzle, that's for sure, nishtata right now is puzzle, but it wouldn't be called dochi because it's just something that he's passing through. So Kash Malon, that is dochi nonetheless. Amaisa, Rashi not mashma like Tosis. Rashi is kachol odom yishenu b'layla, ve'enim li dochi b'kachla achashin yoyu. Rashi is mashma, but by Yoshin itself, there'd be a mock-up to say that he's dochi. Except that he's not dochi, but Rashi's master that while he's asleep he's not a puzzle. That's not true. Any of that. But anyway, that's the first half of the Shechus. V'yash b'in ha'ocho. On the other hand, if I only had the case of Hemidosoi, of Neshtati rather, shouldn't aim b'yod al-achzer. It's not in his yadayim. He may get better on his own, but it's not in his hands. Aval hosim to b'yod al-achzer amumar. It's b'yod al-achzer. He could always do tshuva. Same alois, and maybe that's not called dochi, since it's biyod elachzer. So therefore tshicha. So I have this. I need there for both cases. That even though in the one case it's biyod elachzer, and even though in the other case it's something that he's going to get better from on his own. Nonetheless, you have dichui. That's probably also the chiddush of these cases, also vis-a-vis half a behemoth. Like, why do Yechon need either of these cases? What's the chiddush? He already told me that if mafesh half a behemoth is dichui. So why is this? What's the chiddush over here? The answer is because when you mafesh half a behemoth, you don't have either of these milas. You're not gonna get the other half of the behemoth in mela, and it's not biyodai, because who says the guy wants to sell it to you? So therefore, I need of Yechon telling me these two chiddushim. Not only is it dichui, but there's dichui by biyodai lachzer, and there's dichui by Me'elov, you still have dichui. Yeah, so Tumar. Have Omer Rav Yosef. Afananami Tanino. Says Rav Yosef, I have a raya to this yisoid of Rav Yechon. Because it says in the Mishnah, by Yerni Dachas, Mishnah later on, Hoyubo Kodshim. If there were, everything in the Yerni Dachas is osur bano. But what if in the Yerni Dachas there were kodshim, there were kabot, it was kodshim. So kodshim is beach yomusum. Kodshim bene kabayis yipodum. The kabonos in the Yerni Dachas, they go lemisum. And kodshim bene kabayis, they're okay. But Hektish takes them and sells them like any bene kabayis. V'havina bo. That's the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi ready right now. We're going to do it together with Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hoyubo kodshim, b'yani dachas, einu nisrofim in shlola. You don't burn the kodshim. D'chsiv shlola v'lo shlal shemayim. U'mi yomikav v'lo karbu. But you can't be makav the karbonis. Mishum d'chsiv zevach v'shoim toyevo. So Lashon Gemara got it later on in Kufi Beis. Zevach v'shoim toyevo. There's a problem here. A few minutes ago, Rashi said that why is the carbon by Hamidosi? Why is the carbon puzzle? What did Rashi say? Me'am Oretz. Now this is a different puzzle. Zevach Hashem Tehema. We're going to see Rashi keeps bouncing back and forth with this. We'll just notice this as we go along. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel Shkogos has a tremendous arichus around this issue. Why do you need to psukim? Samakasha, why do you need to psukim? Well, Kufi Beis has a drasha. Zevach Hashem Tehema. The Gemara in Chulin has a drasha me'ama or it's pratla mumba. Why do you need both psukim? So he brings from Tosis. Tosis talks about it, sort of talks about it. He wants to, based on Tosis. Tosis doesn't mamish address this on the head, but based on Tosis, the Mishnah Melech wants to say that the pasuk of me'ama or it means that he can't be a mumer b'shas dachilas hachelof, and the pasuk of zemach shom taevo tells me he can't be a mumer b'shas hakovas b'shas havas hakarban. But then he talks about this. It's marech who added the valid. Then he talks about these Rashi's. Rashi goes back and forth here. It doesn't help for these Rashi's. Rashi over here seems to use the terms interchangeably. We'll see. I don't know. Rashi's very strange. But I'm giving you a maramakum. Mishnah Melech and Perek. If you have it, it's a week, you could go through it. It's the maramakum goes on for pages and pages. But for the Rashi, I don't think that he says this anything. So I don't know. For me, I don't know. We'll have to deal with these Rashi's. But meanwhile, I'm just flagging it. I'm not going to, you know. So let's see like that. Okay, hold the place in the Rashi. Let's go back to the Gemara. Vahavina ba. This is about Rashi still talking. Vahavina ba amaya musu. Why are the kachshim mizbeach? Why do they die? Kevan de ikdul. Once these Irani Dachas people were killed by Beis Din, havilu kapara. Now they have a kapara. Vilisku lagamaya. So now it's really not as ever chasham tayev anymore. So why not bring the carbon? Lahmishum damri noel v'nitchu yitchu. Saraya. To Yochan as you saw that toil of a nitchu yitchu, that even Baal Chayim could have dichui. Now let's see Rashi again. Umidiktoni Yamusu, Shema Mino Mishum de nitchu meyakrova k'shemiru baalayim, but k'shemiru baalayimu. That the reason why you can't bring the why these kachim are Yamusu is because they had dichui when the Baalim were meimer das. The mumalavay dezoro lemakablam shum korban minay k'damirin bakal shechtim. Which is which drasha? I call Shaychdim. Me'am Aretz. So he bounced back. Now Rashi's talking about Me'am Aretz again. Now Rashi says the whole of Nitchu Yitchu. Dimishum Zevach Hashoyim. I went out because Zevach Shom Teiva. This is, you see, Rashi keeps bouncing back and forth. So that's Me'am Aretz. Then he says Zevach Shom Teiva. Then again Me'am Aretz. And then again Zevach Shom Teiva. So it's very, very, very strange. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, meanwhile, we'll just treat them as interchangeable. This is begging for some kind of explanation, but I don't know what it could be. So anyway, so how the yitchul dimishum zevach hashoyim hakema de ikdul is lukapar. They're not reshoyim right now, so how come you can't bring the carbon? Why is it yamusu? So it must be alst dichui. Says Rav Yosef, from here is a raya to the yisoid of dichui. Meaning, right now you don't have the psul of zevach hashoyim teva. Right now they're tzaddikim, they're dead, but they're tzaddikim. They had a kapar, so why can't you bring their carbon? That you can't bring, but the other things, oilus the shaman, why can't you bring it? So the Baalim are dead. So what? They're not Rishonim anymore. It must be that since Bishas Maisim, while they were Rishonim, the carbon was nitche. So it lies dochi halu nitche yitche. So bottom line, right now, why is Kachim is Be'ach Yamusu? What's the psul? Is the psul what is the name of the psul? Not Zevach Shom Teva or Me'am Aretz. Right now the psul is not that he's a mummer. He had a kapar. Right now the psul is that it was nitche. It was nitche from the mizbeach. Tosis raises a problem. We're not going to do the Tosis inside right now, but Tosis raises a problem. By dichoy, let's say by Rabbi Yochanan's case, behemah shel shnei shudfin. So it's in Marsa Hayl Vinitcha Yitcha. So what happens talking about Behemoth? You mafish half of Behemoth, then you bought the other half of the Behemoth, now says Rav Yechon, Hayl Vinitcha Yitcha, so it's Dochi. So what happens to that Behemoth? So Rashi says in Kilshin and Zochim that you wait to develop them when we sell it, and with the money, you bring a carbon. In other words, the Behemoth is Dochi, but the Kilshin's Domus is not Dochi. You could be part of the Behemoth. Let it develop. You're actually a story. If you let it develop a mum, you paid it after it as a mum, and with the money you bring a carbon. There's no dichui in the kedushas domin. The dichui is in the carbon. The dichui is the behemah is nitcha, but the kedushas domin is still valid. And the chartz of Mishnah Mufareshes. The Mishnah says. we have a sukkah? Taisa didn't say it. Sochem Tzadik Ches. The Mishnah says in Sochem Tzadik Ches that Hamakdish in the cable of Pischoy. Somebody was Makdish in the cable, for his Korban Pesach, which Korban Pesach has to be a Zocher. So the Mishnah says that you can't bring it as a Korban, not even as a Shlomim. Normally, a Pesach, if you can't use it for a Pesach, you bring it as a Shlomim. Like a Pesach, like, let's say you had a Pesach and you didn't get used. So Meisar Pesach Harav Shlomim, but here you're makiv in a cable for a Pesach, so you can't bring it as a Shlomim because it's dochi. Because an Erev Pesach you couldn't, an Erev Pesach bismano you couldn't use it, because this halacha is in the problem. You don't have to get too bogged down. An Erev Pesach Korban Pesach has to be as a Pesach, not as anything else. You can't bring it as a Shlomim. And an Erev Pesach that Korban was in a cable, so you couldn't use it, so it's dochi. So the Mishnah says Hamakish in a cable of Pischoi. So you're actually a story, but you're macher, but you pull up a dom of shlomim. And the Gemara says, "Shmami no klash, shmami no yesh yedochi mekarav yedochi, v'shmami no." Shmami is like it says by Rabbi Yochanan. Shmami no klash, shmami no tirim sochem. Shmami no yedochi mekarav yedochi, v'shmami no bari chayim yedochi, v'shmami no yesh dichi v'domim. This is Marsh. Why don't we need Rabbi Yochanan? It's a Mishnah, so also a planter, but that's also not our planter. But al kaponim, it says beferish in that Mishnah that if something was dochi, what do you do with it? You let it develop a mum and you sell it. And the behemah is dochi, but the kedusha's domim shema is not dochi. So over here by this behemah over here in idachas, this korban over here in idachas. So why is it yamusu? Let's put it out to pasture. Let it develop a mum, and with the money we'll bring a korban. And the emes is the gemara later on and daf kufyud beis. Taka asks. Why do the behemoths of the Yerani Achas have to be put to death, Yamusu? Why not be paid to them? I thought that's like some kind of mius, or whatever. The Gemara says, why not be paid to them? So Rabbi Yochanan answers, Zeh v'chashom ta'eva. And Zeh v'chashom ta'eva is Teifus to Domim too. Reish Lakish says, not true, Zeh v'chashom ta'eva, not Teifus to Domim. And Reish Lakish says a different terror. It's not like our Gemara altogether. Teifus talks about that. But the Kapanim, you see, the Gemara says that the reason why you can't use the Domim, why not talk about what happened to the Domim? So the Gemara answers, because Zevach Hashem Te'evil. So Chayot's a problem. Zevach Hashem Te'evil was when, before he died. But now he died, he had a Kapara, according to Rav Yosef. I know Rav Yosef knows. But according to Rav Yosef, he has a Kapara. It's no longer Zevach Hashem Te'evil. What's the Psul now? The Psul now has nothing to do with Zevach Hashem Te'evil. The Psul now is just that it was Nitcha Me'al HaMizbech. But Dichui doesn't ask the Domim. Dichui only asks the Behemah, not the Domim. So why over here is it? Why is it Yamusu? Taisus sort of asked this kasha. Well, I'm fleshed out the whole kasha, but l'chori that's what Taisus is asking. All right, we'll have to come back to that. Maybe we'll do the Taisus inside of it. But l'chori, that's a problem here in the sugya. L'chori, maybe we're attempting to answer. Maybe you'll say that the dichui of Zevach Hashem Te'eva has the same dinim as Zevach Hashem Te'eva. So if Zevach Hashem Te'eva itself asks the domim. So the dichui of Zevach Hashem Te'eva also asks the domim. I don't know why that should be true. Zevach Hashem Te'eva maybe it asks the domim, but now it's no longer in Yisrael Zevach Hashem Te'eva. Now it's just acting as dochi ma'al mizbeach, and the dichui l'chayr is in the behemah, not in the domim. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we'll say like this. That let's say when you makdish half a behemah, or you makdish in the cave of pischoy. So the behemah is not really as a carbon because it's half a behemah. What kind of carbon is it going to be? Or it's in a cable, so what kind of carbon pesach is it going to be? So the behemah is dochi. But the shavus of the behemah, of the half of the behemah, or of the nekevo, is not dochi. That the meya behemah is perfectly fit to be used to buy the shavus of the behemah could be used to buy a carbon. So that was never nifsal. So the dichi was chal in the behemah, not in the domen. So maybe you could take a sell a behemah and use a domim. Mashenka may zevach hashem ta'eva. Since while he's a mummer, not only can he not use the behemah, but you can't even sell the behemah and use the domim. So the psul was chal not only in the behemah itself in the guf of behemah. The psul was chal even in the shavis of the behemah. If the psul was chal in the shavis of the behemah, so even now he did shuvah. But the dichli now is in the dichli is not only in the gufa behema. The dichli is even in the shavus behema. Even the shavus behema is nitchem al mizbeach. And mil now already see a musa, you can't bring it as a carbon. Or maybe that's takel shav. That's probably the Oymak of Shach in Tosfos too. Now let's read the Tosfos together. We've already invested, so let's just look at the Tosfos inside. I don't know if you did it yet or not. We'll learn it together. I didn't have before. Now I'm understanding it. I think I understand the Tosfos better. So first of all, Taisa says, "If Yosef Sfili Krab Yochanan in the farish time of Bechelik, Mishum Dezerva Kishon Teva." Dikir Esh Lokish the Mukila Bekotchim Kalam Valiba Dav Yosef Lili Damer Mamen Bailemheim Al Kochach Ein Atoli Mishum Dichui Ela Mishum Emoinam Ova Tahani Mamen Bailemheim. You need to explain what's going on. The Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. We'll learn it together as if we were learning Bechavus. Kofi Beizim Beis. So it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Omamar. So Omamar. It says in the Mishnah, Hayuba, in the Vice, I think it's already in the Mishnah. Hayuba Kotchim is Beach Yomusu. So Rashi says, so effectively, Amay Yomusu. You actually establish the Yomokub, you blew the name in the Dollar. So in Rashi's Mavur, the Pshat and the Gemara's Kashis, the Gemara at this stage didn't know yet Zevach Hashem Taylor. The Gemara thought the reason why you can't bring the carbon is because it's meals. I can't bring any dachas, can't bring it. Okay, so you can't bring the behemoth itself, it's meals. But the domim you could bring. So let's be paid to the behemoth, let it get a mum, we'll be paid to the behemoth, and with the domim we'll bring a carbon. And for the Gemara, V'yechanan Omar Zebach Rishoim Te'eva. Says the answer, V'yechanan answers, there's a din Zebach Rishoim Te'eva, and Zebach Rishoim Te'eva asks not only the behemoth, but even the domim of the behemoth. You can't even use the domim of the behemoth to bring a carbon, because it all goes into Zevach Hashem Teva. Now, there's no mention in this Gemara Beferish about Tichud. There's nothing to say a word over here about Tichud. Yesh listapik, what's Pshat Rav Yochanan? Does Rav Yochanan mean that Mishum Melech is Mesupik? And that long Mishum Melech, he talks about this a little bit. You can learn two ways. You can learn that Rav Yochanan holds that he's a Rosher right now. Maybe Rav Yochanan doesn't hold like Rav Yosef. And he holds that Misa is not a kapara. We'll see in the Sugya Abaye says that maybe Misa is not a kapara. Maybe Rav Yochanan had a kapara, that he's still a Rosha. So right now it's Zevach Hashem Teva. Or we could learn maybe more bepashtus. Well, I know what's more bepashtus. Or we could say that no, Rav Yochanan agrees to Rav Yosef and Agamar that Misa is a kapara, but it's dochi. And Rav Yochanan means it's Zevach Hashem Teva when he was a Rosha, and Mela now it's dochi. Like Agamar. It's not before Shira. In this Gemara, you can go either way. Is Rabbi Yochanan working that he's still a Rosh? No, in Agamar, it's all Shaklev Atai, right? Is Mises based in Mechaper? Abaye, Rova, that's the subject of Agamar. Is Mises based in Mechaper? And Agamar seems to be Machlaikas. So you could learn, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say. You could learn Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just said Zevach Hashem Teva. So you could learn Zevach Hashem Teva, and he's a Rosh right now. Even though he's dead, but he's a Rosh right now. Or maybe Rav Yosef agrees. No, now he's not a Rosha. He had a kapara because he had Mises based and he had Furi had a kapara, but it's nitche. So Zevach Hashem Teva lechatchila, and now that continues to be dochi. That's Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish Amar Mamon Rav Yochanan is a different terence. Mamon Bailamu. The reason why you can't bring the behemoth the carbon, the kachim is the carbonus is a carbon, because it's talking about the kachim shechayah be'achar yusum. We're talking about carbonus that he was makabat that he has a chayis where he said aray alai and he was mafresh the carbon. Rab Shimon idomer mamin bailamu, and it goes like Rab Shimon the dover agoyim lemamin is kimamidami. So he has a certain. This is sugas we had in Elunaris. Rab Shimon holds that if you have a monetary stake in something, a financial stake, then it's called your domin, even though it's not really yours. So let's say you said aray alai carbon, and then you mafresh a behemo. So it's not your behemo. Behemo belongs to the mizbeach. But what happens if it gets lost? You're going to have to bring another carbon. So you have a financial stake in that behemoth. The Pshimah holds that's a kind of bailus. So since the Anshi Ir Nidachas have a financial stake in this behemoth, because it's Chayav Echayusom, so Mamela it's a Dover Agarim Lamaman, it's called, and that makes them a sort of bailum. And Mela has a din of Maman Ir Nidachas. Maman Ir Nidachas is also Bahano. So we're asking that, I mean, to say for Pshimah, Reisha Lav Rav Shimon. Rosh slugs it up because the Rav Shimon makes an appearance in the Reisha, in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Vice versa, this is not Rav Shimon. Where's the different Eretz? Rosh slugs is a different Eretz. Bekotchim kalim v'abli b'dravei seglili, v'am bekotchim kalim v'am b'aylam. That the Mishnah says kotchim yamusu is so about kotchim kalim, and it's going like a basic lili kotchim kalim attack that belong to the b'aylam. The b'aylam eat it, but Rav Yosef Glili holds that they're the moment, they're the b'aylam. It's not Mishulchan Gavaya. So Mela, basically the same idea. So the reason why the korban is Yamusu, because the taka belongs to the Anshin Yeridachas. We're not talking about an oilo or a chatos that belongs to the Gavoya. That would taka be not Yamusu. We're talking about Kochim Kalim that belong to the Anshin Yeridachas. They have the Anshin Yeridachas have Bailim. And since they're Bailim, so it's also Banos. So that's why it's Yamusu. Then the Gemara goes, Gemara continues that bit a little bit. I'm going to skip a little bit. Says the Gemara at the beginning of the line, Bishtuma, a few lines down. Bishtuma Rabbi Yechon lo Amar Kvesh Lokish. Rechon doesn't need Reish Lakish. He says, there's a din Zerach Hashem Teva. Why look any further? Ela Reish Lakish, my time, Eliyomik Rabbi Yechon. But why did Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yechon? What's wrong with Zerach Hashem Teva? Lachar, it's a good teretz. Omalach, ki amin, Zerach Hashem Teva, hanimil hechad di isnu beinayu. Avalach came with ishtani. Reish Lakish says, Zerach Hashem Teva is only the behemoth itself, but not the domim of the behemoth. Zerach Hashem Teva passes the behemoth, but doesn't pass the domim of the behemoth to sell it and use the domim for a different carbon. That doesn't go to Zerach Hashem Teva. And I guess implicit in Reish Lakish is that so you have a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now Yochanan holds Zerach Hashem Teva asks even the domim. And Reish Lakish holds Zerach Hashem Teva doesn't ask the domim, and therefore that's not enough to explain the Mishnah. Why is it Yamusu? And he has to hold it from Shat that it's Kachim Kalim and it's also Bahanah, and that's the reason why it's Yamusu. That's the Shtikul Gemara over here. Now, looking back at the Tais of Ayas, let's take it again from the top. Hayol v'nitchu nitchu, Rabbi Yosef said, how come that, why is it that the Kachim is Be'ach Yomusu? After all, came into Iktal, Havale Kapar, I'm just taking the Gemara over. They're dead, they're not just Shoyim anymore. So why can't you bring the carbon? Says Rabbi Yosef, because of Dichui. And it's a riot that is Dichui. Says Tais of Ayas, Rabbi Yosef, Sfilek, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mepharish time of Bechelet, Rav Yosef is obviously going like Rav Yochanan's pshat that the reason why Kotshim is Be'ach Yomusu is because Zerach Hashem Te'eva, and therefore Rav Yosef says, but now they're not Rishoyim anymore. It must be that it works with Dichud. The Iker Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, the Mukilah of Kotshim Kalim, I believe that Liba Rav Yosef Algili Domem Momen Bailamim. But according to Reish Lakish's explanation, that we're not talking about Kotshim, we're talking about Kotshim Kalim, and the reason why it's Yomusu is because it belongs to the Anshi Yerani Dachas. So that's nothing to do with dichui. Ain't totally mishum dichui. Ela mishum emoinim ovan. The hani moment bailamim. So that's it's posh. You have to. The din is what does it matter if they nothing to do dichui? Moment ir ani dachas. The moment of anshi ir ani dachas is also bano. So no dichui required. So that's posh. That this it has to line up. The Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yochanan. Kolmer, it doesn't have to go backwards. Rav Yochanan doesn't have to hold like Rav Yosef. Rav Yochanan says Zerach Hashem Teva doesn't necessarily work with Dochi. He may hold that there's still Rishoyim, he may not hold that the Mises Mechaper. But Rav Yosef, who says that it works with Dochi, has to go like Rav Yochanan. Zok Taisis Viktas Tema. Kabe Hemer Dosoy Oy Nishtate Lo Yoyel Behem Re'iyo Kamoy B'Irei Nidachas V'yitcho Afilu Domen. Taisis says, L'chor should come out, you're telling me that Dichoy Asas even the Domim, Chor, that's how it comes out, Dichoy Asas the Domim. So you're going to have to say that by Hemer Doso, you're by Nishtata also, the Dichoy Yas is the Domim. That's a Ksas Tema. So, what's the Pshat in Taisus? We know that Dichoy elsewhere does not ask the Domim. I'm going over really saying that. We know elsewhere Dichoy doesn't ask it. By Mafish Nekeva Lepischoy, the Dichoy doesn't ask the Domim. Rashi says we know a Poshet by Behemah Shul Shnei Shutfin, the Dichoy doesn't ask the Domim. You can't bring the carbon, the Behemah itself. But you wait for the develop a moment, you sell it, then with the money you buy another carbon. So Dichoy ordinarily does not ask a domim. A Mishnah Mefureshes, Hamakdish Nekevo Lepischoy. So the Mishnah says you're actually Yistoyim, and the Gemara says it has to do with Dichoy because it's Yeshdi because Balechayim Nidochim. So Taisha should ask it for a kasha. How can you say over here that it's Yamusu? Dichoy doesn't ask a domim. Taisha doesn't ask that for a kasha. Tosfos says it's just a ksas teimo that it's going to come out that by nishtate and by heimer dosoi that the behemoth is going to have to be yomusu and it's not going to, you're not going to be able to use the donor. So what's that one here in Tosfos? Let him ask the kasha. Normally speaking, dichui doesn't ask the donor. Why are we here? Does the dichui ask the donor? First, explain to me that, and then we'll worry about the case of nishtate and heimer dosoi. So I think here that one is this, along the lines they said before. By Makdish Nekeva Lepischoi, Tais understands the mechanism over here. By Makdish Nekeva Lepischoi, the Dichoi was in the Behemoth, because the Nekeva can't be brought as a Korban Pesach. But there was nothing wrong with the Shabbos of the Behemoth. The Domim of the Behemoth were fine. If I took money, I set it aside for Korban Pesach. It has this is Domim. So if I take a Nekeva, a Rachel Nekeva, a Rechela, and I'm makdish it for a Pesach, it's not different than so the guf of behemah is dochli, so it can't become a shlomim because it's the guf of behemah is dochli, but the shavius is fine, there's no dichli in the shavius, so of course the shavius you could use, so let the behemah get a mum and you'll use the shavius. The same thing with behemah shul shnei shutfin, the guf of behemah, it's half a behemah, I was makdish half a behemah, you can't really be brought as a carbon, so the guf of behemah is possible and it's dochli, but there's nothing wrong with the shavius. The shavius of the behemah, a person could designate money for. It's not less than money. The shavius as shavius is fine. As a behemah, it's posel, so it's nidcha. But as shavius, it's not different than money. The money is fine. It's good, perfectly good money. So you could use the shavius to buy a carbon. So you let it be, get a mum, be paid it, and use the money to buy a carbon. Masha'enke by heimer dosa by zevach hashem te'eva. Zevach hashem te'eva is not only by a behemah. So if a Russia would designate money for a carbon, it would also be zevach hashem te'eva. So the zevach hashem te'eva is chal not only in the guf behemah, the psul of zevach hashem te'eva is chal not only in the guf behemah, the psul of zevach hashem te'eva is chal in the shavus of the behemah. So that already has a din of yomusul apparently. You see from Rav Yosef that in such a case the dichli is chal not only in the guf behemah, the dichli is chal even in the shavus of the behemah. And therefore it has to be yomusul. You can't even use the shavus because even the shavus is zevach hashem te'eva. So now next year, what would be by Heimer Dosoi? Person was Makdish a carbon, and then it was Heimer Dosoi. So it's Dochli. Rabbi Yochanan says it's Dochli. Is the Dichli here in the Gufa Behemah, or is it even in the Shabbos? It's even in the Shabbos for the same reason. It's Zevach Hashem Teva. Zevach Hashem Teva is absolutely even in the Shabbos. So it'll have to be a Muslim. What about Nishtata? Somebody was Makdish a Behemah, and then he became a Shoita. So is the psul chal now in the gufa behemah, or is it chal even in the Shabbos? It's also chal in the Shabbos because he has now that there's a psul, not only a problem with the gufa behemah, it's a psul of litzoinai that this is a person who can't bring a carbon because it's not lax in litzoinai. So even the domim that he's earmarked, let's say a shaita, let's say a person who's makdish domim for a carbon, and then he became a shaita. So maybe it would be maybe with hakabi dochli. Now he's a shaita, he can't bring a carbon, so that money, which was earmarked for his carbon, for him to bring a carbon with, the chor is going to be dochli. I'm not sure if I don't know if dichli could be chal money, maybe it could, I don't know. I don't know if it means that. I don't know, but if dichli could be chal in the domim, so then even the domim would be dochli. So therefore, Tosis, so that's the conclusion that Tosis is making. You see from Rav Yosef, a new yosid. That there's dichu, that in the case of ordinarily dichui is the dichui, the psul is in the gufa behema, not in the shavis of the behema. So the dichui is only in the gufa, not in the shavis. But you see in Rav Yosef that by zevach hashem te'eva, where even the shavis has a psul, because a roshik not only is the carbon posel, this carbon posel, but a roshik can't bring other carbonas too. So the shavis was chal psul already even in the kedushas domim of the behema. So you see in Rav Yosef a new yosid that there's dichui not only in the gufa behema. In a case of zevach hashem te'eva, there could be a dicho even in the shavis of the behemah, even in the domim of the behemah, it's also going to be dochi, and therefore there will be a musul. That's the yisoid of Tosfos on this gemara. But Tosfos says ksas te'eva. I don't know why it's ksas te'eva. To me, it sounds good. So Tosfos thinks that's a ksas te'eva, that should be true. So I understand the ksas. I don't understand the te'eva. I understand why it's not sure. That taka seems to follow, but some atheists feels that that's surprising. Yeah.
Is it in the
Tanna
on money which is his
carbon? What?
If you use money, you can use nafash deish for shalom, and you can buy a generic shalom. Why do you use the Tanna? So it should be.
No, but it's still going to be his shlamim, and if he's makdish money for shlamim, it's his shlamim, and he's laxing the tzayna.
It's not that he dies, you should use it for shlamim. It's for shlamim for him, or it's for shlamim for
you? I think it's Sugi's meaning is welcome. I'm not really...
general
shlomo,
then definitely there's no reason why the
shlomo
should apply.
No, but while he was alive, for sure the shlomo would be his shlomo, and right now it's dochi. I mean, right now this behemoth, he's a shaita. So now, right now, this behemoth that he was mafresh, not only can you not bring this behemoth as a carbon, but so while he's alive, this shaita. So firstly, you certainly can't bring the behemoth as a carbon because it lacks the litzayna. So it's the hakrava won't be litzayna. But you couldn't even if the behemoth developed a mum, you couldn't even sell it and use the domim to bring another shlamim, because that other shlamim would also be for him, and it lacks in litzayna. So now that he's dead, I'm not quite sure whose behemoth it is. I don't know, that's just my emirasis. I don't know. The yoshim bring a carbon. I think it's just sukkah the meaning as well. But kaponim dichi, dochi it is. So that's I think the pshat, that's the conclusion the Tosafot took out of this gemara. Yeah, so now I don't know, need a hesber why Tosafot thought that it's a tema. That's what it says. Okay, let's see why to the gemara. A little bit more. Amalei Abaye. So Rav Yosef is bringing a raya to Rav Yochanan's Yisoid that there's dichui in Balei Chayim. Because he said, otherwise, how do you understand it in the Vir Nidachas? Why can't you bring the Kabbonis of the Vir Nidachas? Rav Yochanan says it's Zevach Hashem Teva, but they're not Rishom anymore. They're dead tzaddikim. They're not living Rishom. They're dead tzaddikim. So why can't you bring the carbon? It must be because it's dochui. Amalei Abaye, mi savet meis mitech rishay havi lekapara? Meis mitech rishay lo havi lekapara. They don't have a kapara. Who told you that such a case where a Russia dies, the Mises is mechaper? The Mises is not mechaper. And the Anshi Irani Dachas are still Rishon. And it's never Rishon table. The Tony Rishmai, Yochel, if you look at your voice, Midachi Tzibri, Tamat, Hamalei, Reba Amav, Boise, Maise Amav. Why can't you be Matami to a Russia? He's dead. If he's dead, he had a kapara. My story is that dead is not a kapara if he's a Mase Mitech Rishon. He became a tzaddik while he was alive. But he didn't become a tzaddik while he was alive. He died still as a Russia. So there's no kapara. So Abaye seems to say that Haruge based in Anshi Irani Dachas, they're still Rishoyim. And if they're Rishoyim, they don't have a Kapara, and they don't have a Kapara. So Mele, you don't have to come out to Dichui. It's right now, Zevach Hashem Teva. The Hemshech Gemara, it's Mavur, that the Gemara is being done not only by Anshi Irani Dachas, it's a need by all Haruge based in. That's the subject here of discussion. By all Haruge based in, do they have a Kapara? And if they do, maybe only with Kvura and so on. So I don't understand. How could Abaye hold Haruge based and don't have a kapar? Isn't that the mission at the beginning of the parak? I'm giving a little base. Hayurachim based askilo keesir amos oimeloi misvada. Shken derech kolam umosim misvadim. Shekolam misvadi yesh lechelik leilam abba. Shken matzina ba'ochem. Shomalei yeshua b'ni simna kovad l'Hashem l'kei Yisrael v'seim loy toito. I didn't look in the Rishonim yet, but somebody must ask this. I mean, it's not a sure. Yeah.
It's just that it's not a chaper about Kircha, but like he says that it should be a chaper, and it is.
Yeah, but the Gemara brings a ray from Haruge based in the loyom is ablum, you see it's not a kapora, and it goes back and forth. So a regular ruga based, the regular ruga based, the worm is fada. So there has to be a kapora. Right at the bottom of the omelet, we'll skip a little bit. Omelet abai, because we're just going to stop here. So this omelet abai, nikam adamas, ruga based in. Haruge Malchus Haruge Beistin. Haruge Malchus came in the Shleibidin Kamikli Havalu Kapar. Haruge Beistin came in the Bidin Kamikli Loy Havalu Kapar. Tedo, this not Loy Kavinos and the Kibre Savoisov. So Rabbi Ben Shirai, you see that they buried him not the Kibre Yavois. You see that even after Mrs. Beistin, he's still a Rosh. You see that the Mrs. Beistin is not Machaber. Someone's talking about the Mishnah that they were Kavinos and Loy Kavinos and Kibre Yavoisov is presumably talking about even by even when he was Mizvada. Kolom and Mosim is Hadid. So how could there be such a shita that it's not mechapa? Any of that? Okay, we'll stop here. I think the plan's like this. We'll finish reading through the sugya tomorrow, and then I want to talk about dichui. Dichui is like a big sugya, so I want to just talk about dichui for a shir. So the Rashi for just basic concepts in dichui. So you should see the marim. I gave marim akomis. The main marim akomis. I mean, dichui is a yam. It's a yam. We're not going to touch on everything. But the main Marma Kaimas I sent out, the Sugya in Zvachim, Dafid Beis, and the Sugya in Sukkah, and the Ramams that I sent you. And maybe we'll just get an overview of these a little bit, and we'll see how it plugs in over here.
Tomorrow at 12.
What?
Tomorrow at
12. Oh, just lunch tomorrow at 12. Okay.
You
want
to do Q&A? You want to say something?
What?
You want to do Q&A?
Do I want to do Q&A?
Or do you say something?
Tomorrow is what? Tomorrow is Tuesday?
Yeah.
That'll be good. Mm-hmm. You said it Wednesday. Guys can come up with questions early.
But that's when Rabbi was talking.